Luke Jensen had always loved fishing. He started working as a deckhand for a small fishing charter in Owako, near the mouth of the Columbia River, when he was only about 13 years old. He died last year on March 10th, along with three other men aboard a fishing trawler. His father, David Jensen, is an architect and city council member in Owako. He says ever since he lost his son, he's been outraged to discover how few government requirements there are to protect commercial fishermen.
You have to have the survival suits, you have to have a raft, and you have to have an EPIRB beacon, you know, emergency beacon. That's it. And this boat was pulled down by a crab pot, if you can believe that. And it was just dragged under the water so fast that nobody even opened the door to get out of the cabin.
He says one of the boat's outriggers apparently got caught on the crab pot and snapped off, destabilizing the boat and pulling it down into the water. Jensen says the boat was probably overloaded and understaffed for its size. The Coast Guard is investigating the incident. Jensen says he's frustrated that the Coast Guard inspects large charter fishing boats for seaworthiness, but not commercial fishing vessels. And he says he's dismayed that there's no state oversight of commercial fishing safety, but a spokeswoman for the Department of Labor and Industries says that's a federal responsibility. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.